Welcome to Empowered From Within, a special series under Unapologetically Hers 2024-2025 Participatory Action Research Leadership Program. I'm your host, Precious Johnson, and I bring both experience and commitment to this critical conversation. This series is based on research conducted by incarcerated community researchers at Central California Women's Facility, exploring peer perspectives on job readiness and assessing current prison programs. Their findings highlight both the barriers to reentry and opportunities for change. Over 10 episodes, you'll hear firsthand from those currently incarcerated and those who have successfully reentered society. We'll examine challenges in job readiness programs, discuss access and equity in prison education, and explore ways to create real systematic change. Join us as we amplify these voices and push for meaningful action. Let's dive in. Hi, my name is Precious Johnson, and today's episode is dedicated to the interview and hiring process. I'm honored to be joined by Cheryl Lamar. Before we dive into our main topics, Ms. Lamar, can you share a little bit about yourself and your journey during your incarceration and before your release?
Yes, and thank you for having me. My journey through incarceration was very unsettled at the beginning. Once I found out what would better fit me while inside, which I had already learned while I was outside, was pursuing my career in office service work. I have been incarcerated for 34 years, and with that lived experience, I was able to bring it into the scope of while being inside to help me adjust to all that time that I was living there.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Welcome to this very critical conversation around job readiness during your incarceration and after incarceration. How do you think your lived experience inside, you know, doing office services and being a clerk shaped your journey for when you were released?
Well, one good thing about it, even though they didn't have the modern technology, I was still able to work on the computers. And with that, it kept my skills that I had learned when I was at home heightened. You know, in other words, if they have this saying, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And so I was able to still maintain my clerical skills, especially working on the computer. Like I said, the technology was a little bit slower. We were limited to what we could do and what we can do. So with that being said, when I was released, I was still able to have those skills coming home.
And when you say that the technology inside was like outdated, can you share a little bit about that? Outdated technology and how that didn't prepare you for the things once you got released.
Yes, I remember, and I wasn't working in office services. I happened to be working in cosmetology, but right next door was a class called office services, which is supposed to help you with computer technology. And I don't know if some of you may have heard of this one program. It was called Lotus 1-2-3, and that was a form of Excel that they used at the time. But I have never even seen it used anymore since I've been out here, because technology advanced so much and so fast. But they did not have, you know, like they had Windows, you know, and 1-2-3 Excel programs, but, you know, you were limited to the program. And I think at one time during my 30 years at CCWF that they did end up using PowerPoint. But I learned that from my supervisors on one of my jobs.
Interesting. You're absolutely right. When I was inside, they had Microsoft PowerPoint and Excel. I think it was like Windows 10. So you're absolutely right. So what do you do now, currently?
Currently, I work with CCWP and Unapologetically Hers. One of my, I could say, co-workers or what that introduced me to CCWP was telling me about the different things that were offered. And so I was able to, you know, come in and I watched some Zoom meetings and seeing what they had to offer. And fortunately enough, I was able to get into a job there. It didn't start off as a job. It started off as like a helping point where you help, you know, people with different things. And so, but after they seen, you know, what type of skills I had, they even helped me procure a computer and a printer, because at that time, COVID was still pretty rampant. And so from there, I was hired on to be a contract worker for Unapologetically Hers. And since then, I've still worked for both organizations, but I can just tell you that I am very excited about working with them, because that was not the career path I had planned on taking when I was released. I had planned on being a at-home grandma.
A retired grandma. Okay.
Right.
And so you spoke about, you know, you were on Zoom looking at what they had to offer. And was that new for you? How was that experience? Because inside, I know for firsthand, I just got out 2 years ago, there was no Zoom or FaceTime. And so can you tell me a little bit about that experience with the computer and Zoom?
Oh, yes. It was a challenge because, again, I had, like you said, there was no Zoom. And so you get this screen, and like you would, the one good thing about our organizations is there's always people there to help you. And so then they would guide me through how to get my photo up, and then what different characters that they have on the Zoom meeting. Like you have a video where they can see you. You have a speaker where you can mute yourself if you're talking or they don't want to hear you talk. You have a chat box where you can put in your comments if you're not talking. You have reactions, you can pitch your reactions, and it'll let people know how you feel, if you're happy, your love, your thumbs up, your thumbs down. And so that was a wonderful experience. And the only good thing I can say about that is you have muscle memory to remember all these different functions when you're working with technology now, because again, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. So the more you use it, the more you are able to obtain. And my goal was, or I should say my motivation was, and my desire was to learn more and not be left behind. And that's my career path right now, is to, as much as I can learn. And I'm 74. I just turned 74 this week. And you're never too old to learn.
Happy birthday. And you're absolutely right about learning, right? It's not a big opportunity inside to learn about Zoom. Who helped you with technology and feeling comfortable and learning those things once you got out? Who helped you with that?
I learned through a couple of members from CCWP, and I still have one that I depend on a lot. Well, maybe two. I depend on a lot. One name was Courtney, and the other one is Amina. And they are like, I mean, they're like, to me, the guru of technology. You know, you don't have to go to a class or anything. You can pretty much ask them, and they can just walk you through it. And again, muscle memory, keep doing it. You keep doing it, and all of a sudden, it just becomes second nature. But like I say, technology is so fast now. You think you're doing something good, like I got into ChatGPT. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, here comes A1. Who knows what's next?
Yes. Right. And absolutely, right? You got help. You reached out because those things were not available to you when you were inside, right? And something.
Well, I went inside, you didn't even have a cell phone.
Right.
That was another challenge.
Right. So can you tell me about like uploading a resume, attaching documents to email, filling out forms online, doing interviews virtually? Can you talk about those challenges and how you navigated through that and who helped you through that?
Again, my peers helped me, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be those two. I have another peer that I worked closely with when I came out. And the first interview I had on Zoom, you know, I was a little nervous, but then I thought about it. You know, it's just like being in person because you can see that person or people, because I had a team of people that were asking me different questions. And I think that's where the nervousness came in. But after a while, you just settle down and just realize that, you know, I'm sitting in front of these people. They're asking me the questions. And so all I need to do is focus on giving them the answer. As far as loading up resumes, the program is so easily. You just, with the computer nowadays, you can just go into your apps and ask them, you know, show me a resume, and they'll show you a resume. And then once you do that resume, then you can link it into whoever you want to send it to. It's not called a link, it's called Compose. you can compose to a person or persons. And what was the other one? It was like the linking of the resumes and
email
attaching documents. Yeah, yeah. Attaching documents. They have like a, it's like a, I call it a little paper clip that they have on there. And you send your, you download your information and then into a PDF file. And see, we're getting really heavy here. And then you just go in there and you take in, when you open up that PDF file with that little paper clip, then you just open up the file and it'll automatically go into your composed document.
Thank you.
I mean, yes. And the same thing with emails. You know, the email, you can send out an email to, all you have to, you do is you have to set up an email, like mine's a CherylLamar.com. Call, write me anytime. But, but anyway, so once you get into your emails, you do the same thing to that person that you're writing to. I'm going to use Precious@gmail.com. You know, however she has her link is. I may not be saying it right, but you can just put that in and then you can start writing her. And, you know, attaching any type of document that you need her to see, right, and just send it, you know. And so, and like I say, especially with emails and stuff, those are like muscle memories. All of it, if you get, and make sure you do get your email correct, because it will, you will get a message saying that email did not go through. And
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Ms. Lamar. Now I really want to talk about how it would have been very helpful if you would have had that type of workshop or skill or training while you were incarcerated, so that when you came home, you wouldn't have had such a hard time as being an older woman, right? And so I really want to just take our attention back to incarceration and the programs that they have inside that are really not preparing folks for the interview process, for the hiring process. How helpful would that have been if you would have taken a class, a workshop, read a book on the inside? What if they would have provided those classes for folks to be prepared for the workforce?
Yes, it would help so much. And I think with people coming out, especially getting these skills of being job market ready, it was like I said, I came in prison in 1990. So if you just take a walk back through the time, you can imagine how, even then, how antiquated everything was then compared to what is now. So it was even two times worse than being inside a prison, because you had options. You know, if you didn't have a family to take care of, you had to work. And so with having to work, you weren't able to get office services. Like, I was not able to be provided with office services. My fortunate luck was that my class was next to office services. And so the teacher there didn't mind during my lunch break giving me a little bit of knowledge. However, had I been able to work and still be able to take a class after work, you know, like a lot of people go to college now. But if you give a class for them instead of saying, okay, you just go to work and that's all you're going to do, this would help them prepare them to come home. And so I wish I would have had that type of training. You know, and just, you know, because even working in the office as a lieutenant's clerk or a sergeant's clerk, I learned a lot, but still there was a lot that they couldn't show me because it was against policy, you know, that if I learned too much, they would think I would use it for whatever their brain was coming through, not knowing that this person just wants to get knowledge and be prepared to go home, because they, like, with the time that I had, they said, oh, you'll never go home. Look where I'm at now. December will be 5 years I've been out. So, hey, do not put a time limit on somebody's staying in there, because we never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
But yes, so with that technology, I think I could have probably advanced even more and maybe even thought more about working instead of just retiring. I'm like, I'm old. I'm going to retire because I don't have the skills that the young people are having out here right now. Thinking I was inadequate for that. But I kicked this out. I am not.
You're absolutely right. You are not. And so another thing I want to ask you is what would it have been like if you would have learned about the interview process on the inside, filling out applications online? You know, what would it have been like if you were taught inside how to look for jobs, how to build a resume, how to take your skills inside and make them marketable before you got out so that you did have a fighting chance and that you didn't feel like have self-doubt, right? And lack the confidence because you were older getting out, like how would that have really impacted your confidence if you had had though that help and that assistance when you were incarcerated?
It would have been probably even more easier for me to come out with those type of skills because number one is, I look at it like this. You have young people, young minds that can do a lot. But if you look at the older people, our longevity, our desire to stay and hang in there, I think to me, and just personally to me, you know, that we're more dependable. And with my age group and, you know, the knowledge that I'm acquiring, that it would have been, you would have probably just like, you know what, there's this youngster over here, you know, she's good, she's, you know, that, but is she dependable? Older people, I believe, are more dependable than the younger people. So yes, I would have thought my chances then, my confidence would have been above the bar.
Right. What things do you wish, thank you again for that, what things do you wish was, you know, available to you inside in terms of interview, being ready for interviews outside of Zoom?
Knowing where to go, like, you know, inside, you know, it's like trying to find what marketable skills are out there that can help you be prepared to when you get there and, you know, and what the requirements, you know, is like, okay, I'm an administration type person. So that would be my feel. You know, some people are more into like even building computers or setting up programs, you know, like programs are, I think, are probably one of the most sought after as far as technology is right now. But just to have you being able to have that ability to know where to go look for and how to obtain getting that application in.
Right, right. Absolutely. Because everything's online, right? Everything's online.
Exactly. Yeah. No more hurry anymore face-to-face interviews.
Right. Everything's online. Okay. And so thank you for sharing that. You spoke about feeling left behind a little bit in technology, right? And how, you know, you love to learn now because you don't want to be left behind. How did you overcome those feelings when you first got released of feeling left behind?
With my peers and talking with my peers that had nothing but encouragement, you know, and, you know, helping me to not self-doubt myself. And it's like, I mean, that's a boost in itself, especially when you're at age. I always think that the younger person's mind is more brilliant than mine's, or, you know, or she's able to catch on more quicker than I am. I may not be a quick catcher, but I tell you one thing. Once I know it, I know it, and I can't unknow it. And so that's one of my strong points is, you know, my peers' encouragement, you know, from them. And I will go, like, I love YouTube and Google. You can go into there and you can find all kind of things. You know what? I remember working with CCWP on a sterilization process. And so I didn't know too much about sterilization other than hysterectomy and tubal ligations. I first learned about ablation processes. And from there, it was like somebody opened a door, a window to more knowledge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so, yes. There's so many ways that you can learn different ways of, you know, building my self-confidence. You know, once I got there, it's like, okay, more research, more research, more research. And, yeah. And you know, it's like, yes.
Yes, that makes so much sense. And thank you for sharing that. So it sounds like you did research on Google, you did research on YouTube, you asked and you reached out for help to learn these things, right? And to also build up your confidence. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you. If you could give advice to someone re-entering the workforce today, especially someone who struggles with technology, what would you tell them if they're still on the inside, they still have the same outdated technology? Because I just left there 2 years ago and the technology is still behind. What would you tell someone who is struggling with technology and is getting ready to come home?
Okay. One thing I would tell them that I didn't go to a transition program because of the COVID, but they have a lot of transition programs that people are going to. In those programs, they have so many things to offer. Also, they have organizations out here that are willing to help, get in touch with those people. They will help you find a class or, you know, even support you in a class to learn that technology. And again, don't ever give up on YouTube and Google.
Absolutely. Absolutely. YouTube University. That's what we call it. YouTube University and Google are very great places to research. Do you have anything that you would like to add to our, you know, to this conversation that you think it is crucial for Zoom, resume, interviews, documents, uploading, you know, filling out applications online? Do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners in getting ready for this workforce?
Yes, I also learned one thing too. If you can't even do that, get to a library. The library has a wealth of knowledge on different books for technology and reading them. And as everything is going to be trial by error, you know, so you just go there and you read it. And okay, if you follow the instructions, to me, it's like a recipe book. If you follow the instructions to that recipe, you're going to get it right. Absolutely. And so, yeah. And don't ever give up. Don't ever give up on your goals. Your as they call it, a bucket list of what you want to do, because there's so much out here to learn right now. Mm-hmm. And so please, you know, dive into it. Enjoy it. I'm 74 and right now I am living my best life.
Absolutely.
And so with that, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to hear my NIB experience.
Right. I have one more question for you and then we will wrap this conversation up. To our listeners who want to get involved, right, that want to go inside and provide these classes, these workshops, these things to help folks get prepared for the workforce, to help folks get prepared for their release, what advice would you give someone that wants to go inside and help folks get prepared for the workforce through technology and in the hiring process? What advice would you give them?
Well, my advice would be go to your computer and get in touch with unapologeticallyhers.org, and someone in there will reach out and help you to be able to come in and join us in this fierce fight that we have to help people come out and have our job opportunities.
How important is it, Ms. Lamar? We were inside, you were inside. How important is it that folks inside get caught up with technology and get this help before they get out?
Well, right now, Unapologetically Hers is doing workshops inside and trying to teach and train other people to pass that knowledge on as they are being released. And it's like it's opening up a Pandora box, but a good Pandora box.
How important is it?
It's very important. It's very important, especially when you want to come out and you do not want to go, you know, back into prison. That recidivism rate has lessened for especially people of long terms, but it's just, you know, so you can come out and you can take care of yourself. I mean, we know the cost of living and everything is high out here, but if you have that knowledge, you're able to climb that ladder quicker than you would have been if you came from ground zero.
Absolutely. So it sounds like there's a huge need for folks to go and invest in folks' knowledge or technology, resumes, interviewing process, for folks inside before they get out.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. Thank you so much, Ms. Lamar, for being a part of this critical conversation and discussion today.
And I want to thank you, Precious, for allowing me to share.
Absolutely. Today, we explore the challenges of the interview and hiring process after incarceration, from choosing a career path to adopting to a technology in the hiring process. Ms. Lamar shared her experiences and highlights and insights that the importance of support systems, persistence, and learning new skills to overcome these barriers. Thank you, Ms. Lamar, for sharing your journey and valuable advice.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to Empower From Within. A special thank you to our guests for sharing their invaluable insights and our community researchers, and to our listeners for being part of this critical conversation. If you believe in the power of self-empowerment and the importance of job readiness for system-impacted individuals, visit uahers.org to learn more, share your feedback, get involved, or support this work. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time as we continue exploring the realities of reentry, workforce readiness, and the systematic changes needed to build a more just future.